It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and soybean growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kochik.
Soybeans are mainly at the R6, or the full seed stage, right now. And the most advanced soybean crops are approaching R7, which is the start of maturity, where we see yellowing of the lower leaves, we see leaf drop, and some pod color change. Dry bean crops range from R8 to R8.5, which is early to mid-maturity. And also at these stages for dry bean crops, we see lower leaves turning yellow, leaves dropping, and the seeds within the pods are starting to show their true bean colors. Most pea crops in the province have been harvested by now, with only a few crops left standing waiting for harvest. And fava beans are at the R6, or the beginning maturity stage, in fields that received better moisture throughout the season. And fava beans in the drier regions are already at the R7 to R8, or mid to full maturity stages.
Cassandra, just talk a little bit more here about the impact of the drought.
So with a soybean history of about 15 to 17 years across most of Manitoba, we can see that this is the first time soybeans have experienced a full season of drought. We started off the season with dry soil from the previous year. There was a serious lack of rain across most locations throughout the summer. And we also had 16 days in July that were above 30 degrees Celsius. Plants have responded to the drought conditions by not growing as tall. They've reduced their leaf area, and they've also moved through the development stages very quickly, heading for early maturity. But one good thing is that these stressed plants have put the extra resources into extending their roots. And we've also seen a lot of large root nodules out there this year, which are reported to be more resilient to drought stress. The hot weather caused plants to flip their leaves to reflect solar radiation, and it also made plants close their stomata for extended periods of time, resulting in less photosynthesis and therefore less sugar for growth and yield development. So unfortunately, a lot of damage has already been done, but last week's rains definitely helped the soybeans that were still at the R5 stage. So for those younger soybeans out there, that might have been a 5-bushel rain.
Just wanted to wrap things up, talk a little bit about dry bean desiccation.
The correct timing for dry bean desiccation is at R9, or full maturity, and this is when there's 80% pod color change, you'll see 80 to 90% leaf drop, and less than 30% seed moisture in the least mature parts of the field. At less than 30% seed moisture, the seeds will rattle within the lowest pods, the upper pods will be yellow in color, and the seeds within those upper pods will have lost their green color when split. And to help you out with this timing, we've created a brand new fact sheet with a picture guide along with basics on the timing of desiccation in beans. You can find this guide in this week's Bean Report newsletter coming out on Wednesday and also at manitobapulse.ca.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kochik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.